This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's a little recovery from yesterday. And yesterday in the corn and wheat, the grains were lower. Beans were higher yesterday. The beans buying through on the upside up 12. The report was really kind of a dichotomy in that it was because of the acreage shift that was pretty pronounced. Over 2 million acres went from beans to corn. So you ended up with a bearish corn report and a bullish bean report as a result. Corn production was 16.742. It's a billion bushel over the July estimate, 15.7. Came in with a yield of 188.8. July was 181. Beans, on the other hand, were 4.292. That was under July, 4.335 estimate. Yields for 53.6 versus 52.5. So the market's down yesterday, 10, about 8 to 10 in the wheat and corn, and beans rallied off their lows 40 cents and closed quite a bit higher.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for the contract? Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a bang for the finer bang.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
At the close, September corn up 2.5 at 374 even. September soybeans up 11.25 at 1024 even. September soybean meal up 560 at 287 even. Soybean oil up 15 cents at 53.39. On the Merck, August live cattle down 27 cents at 235.55. August feeders up 50 cents at 345.87. October lean hogs down 82 cents at 90.77. October pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22, and August Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 17.40. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.